honest, would you suck a dick for $1 million? They always say yeah.
Of course.
And then you go, second part, will you take a post-dated check?
It's fucking great. Great joke. Timo for the win.
Thank you.
Great joke.
I know I was going to get a tweet.
You're like from Meet the
Press. I know I was going to get a tweet. What's that joke? I know I was going to get a tweet. What's that joke?
Welcome to Will You Suck a Dick for $1 million? Jason Timo. You better know to do this.
You know how many people would want to be on that show? Everybody.
What? Let's suck your dick for $1 million?
I know many chicks that will suck a dick for a movie and a Caesar salad. $1 million?
What, who would suck your dick on TV? Like on a network
first
prime time special?
Second of all, everyone in this room, including Johnny.
$1 million,
you wouldn't suck my dick, bitch. $1 million cash.
Don't act like anybody.
I don't come in your mouth.
No, I just want to. I want to know.
I don't come in your mouth. I just beat off on your
face. I want to know if I could do more.
Absolutely.
For not extra pay.
All in. Yeah. All in.
I want to suck it, and then
dude, if you want to be the mayor of Taint Town, I ain't hating on you.
Wow. Is that how you
I'll have to act like I don't know what I'm doing, though. You know what I mean? You got to be like, oh, this is weird.
Are we going to play outbidding?
You guys are talking over each other. Go.
You have. Oh, so wait, you're saying a competition.
I said, are you outbidding everyone? You're like, I'm going to do more. I'm like, fuck, I only wanted to say
$1 million. But to save face, you have to act like you have no idea how to fucking do it.
I'm sure I can.
That would be hard for me to do.
Tebow.
Yes, sir.
These two show up. Yep. They saw your Craigslist ad for $1 million.
Wait, sure. Also on Primetime Network, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Oh,
they saw this on Central Cast.
I imagine there's a line out the door, but they're next. They're the first
actors
two in line.
Access.
Quick question.
Quick answer.
Is this SAG Union?
What? Say it again.
Is it SAG Union?
No, it has to be non-union.
Oh, no, it's not SAG Union. It's just, it's a dealer's choice. I mean, I'm handing you a fucking pillowcase full of fucking hundreds. What more do you want from me?
Honestly,
all I ask is that you suck my cock and let me beat up on your face and then put it on the internet.
So we don't even have to finish.
Dude, that went too far. You saying the word cock amongst your friends, that's just made it really
uncomfortable. I'm sorry, my rock hard prick.
Okay, there you go.
You did cross
the
line.
The guy says cock,
but anyway,
gets uncomfortable.
Anyway, I almost
got my shit and walked out.
My point is, one of you dipshits is going to milk my bag for a lot of cash.
Oh, man.
Wait, can it be me? I mean, you act like that's a threat, but it's $1 million.
I won't fight for
it. Can I just raise my hand?
But would you really, would you suck off Jeff Daniels for $1 million? But it's like on YouTube.
Yeah, you said your friend. You know,
but it's on
been.
YouTube
or something.
Oh, absolutely. As long as you can guarantee me, it's on YouTube.
Your mom's in the room.
Oh yeah,
crying.
Yeah. My mom's not gonna cry. She's like, "You're getting $1 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suck it."
Yeah, I think our moms are very practical.
Would you do
a what about
double
you, JTS?
Blowbang with your mom?
Oh Jesus!
Dan
no,
O'Neil
come on.
For $1 million.
No, I don't bring my mom into this. Mom is a lovely woman.
Would I bang
woman.
His mom for $1 million?
Oh, get out of here!
I feel like I can explain it to my mom, and she'd be.
I'd bang her again for $1 million. Why not?
Do I have to bang both your moms?
Technically, there's three, but yeah.
Oh, three? Jesus.
Yeah.
Now,
oh
is it tax-free?
Does it make blowjobs?
Of course.
How do you work that out with the government?
It's just like a...
Oh, it is tax-free?
Yeah, it's tax-free.
That's like you made $1.5 million.
Basically.
Holy shit.
Basically.
It just keeps getting better.
Would you throw your mom in for that?
I would. I'd throw his mom in for much less.
I'd have to ask her.
Does it make me weird?
I'd throw his mom in for an Uber ride.
Call his mom. Can you call his mom? And
yeah, here, let me give you her number over the air.
I did that before. That's not a good idea.
I did that once,
too.
He
does look like he would have, like, a 60-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just out of, like, pity, but he's, like, a bleeding heart liberal. So he's like, I have
I love that.
I got to.
Johnny also looks like he takes care of a billionaire.
Doesn't Johnny look like he's putting together his fucking super mix for fucking his girlfriend fucking mixtape?
He has a coexist sticker on his car.
When are they going to get AC in here? Because it is hot as fuck.
Dude, they don't even have AC in the main.
It is really nice, right?
You want me to open the door?
You're getting the toxins out.
Yeah.
Kill Two Birds kind of podcast.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm sweating like
I like your positive attitude.
Right? You get out of here, you're like, yeah.
I'm sweating like Ralphie May in a coffin.
Oh, dude.
That is not cool. Bro.
He did say make fun of me when I died.
He did.
And I actually want that too. So
do you have that in writing?
In three weeks, everybody please make fun of
me. What comic
much
doesn't
want to
be riffed on and roasted?
Please
after
tweet
die.
That so we have legal.
Cremated. I want to be roasted.
He told me to take most of his money that he had left over as well.
I don't know.
I don't have that in writing either, just like yours.
Well, worst thing that happened to me is he told me I could have all of his pants.
Jesus. Poor taste, dude. Poor taste. Let's get back to how
Ryan
much
O'Neil.
Money.
Ryan O'Neil made fun of rape on this show today, and he found that joke.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what?
Here's a guy who's trying to bring it
tear of pride. Just
bring it
cheek.
Into the lexicon of this show. the vernacular of this show. I'm trying to bring it up. John, oh, dude, that air that feel is
great?
Beautiful.
That feels great. Would you think there was another first name out there for you?
Folks, he'll be here all week.
Hey, guys.
I was just trying to see if my fucking ride was still here.
He, no, you know what? He looks
your ride, huh? Joel. Joel's my ride.
Oh, wait, you have to leave?
Huh?
At some okay, point. Okay, dude, you're walking
dude,
J- out in the
JTM
biggest show
never
you've
leaves.
Ever done.
How, oh, fuck. I've insulted the Godfather over here. Sam's like, all right, you want to go?
You want to leave?
Bro,
oh,
you're
no,
regret
dude.
It.
He looks Don't like a back. Girls Gone Wild cameraman. He really does.
He looks sweet. He's got to put him.
That's the best description of Johnny ever. A Girls Gone Wild.
That's not a bad gig, really. Those guys always look like they're having fun.
Do you remember
no,
the
don't.
Old manager?
I went to one of those
that,
parties.
That did that?
I've seen him around. Yeah,
Duncan
Trussell
and I went
like
to one of those girls because Joey Diaz was like, hey, dog, you guys got to come to this mansion. I'm doing this emceeing thing, but it's like free barbecue and free booze and all this.
Oh, yeah.
So Duncan and I, this is when Duncan was driving Mitzi's old Jaguar. And she couldn't drive, so she's like, oh, you can have my car for now. You don't have a car. So then Duncan and I go like, wait up. And then when we get there, they're filming a Girls Gone Wild fucking thing. So there's chicks eating each other out everywhere. Like,
was Stanhope in it?
No, but
remember when he used to do those?
Then it's Joey Diaz was at a, like, just, like, outside of a pool. And there was people everywhere. It was free food everywhere. Just killing, doing commentary. There's naked girls playing volleyball in the pool.
I finished up school out here in 2002, and then I started doing comedy in 2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember you from the mic at the store. You were hosting it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You brought me up. And
yeah.
Years, yeah.
How
like,
was it? Was I cool
I mean, you
too?
Were a very kind host. It was great.
Okay, good.
It was.
Some people don't have that nice stuff to say
oh,
about
I know.
Me.
Oh, there's been some fucking gnarly, there's been some gnarly nights out there. At the
I
bar.
Remember the first Los Angeles gig I had was at a place called... L.A. Cabaret.
Oh, it was
Amagi's
was the other place.
Amagi's.
That was
yep,
it.
That is
oh,
what it's
ahead.
Called. Remember L.A. Cabaret?
Oh, dude, I saw Ari bomb there so hard.
Ventura. Like on Ventura, not
yeah,
in
yeah,
Ventura.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember that club ran that? By yep. the biggest asshole in the world.
Absolutely.
And he heard me say that on
and
the
they
phone.
Had like a belly room and like a main room. And that, yeah. was yeah. that was it. So I was doing an open mic there. I've been in L.A. for like 4 days, 5 days. This is 1999. And I meet Jason Learns,
the
host.
Just think how different the world is in 1999.
Oh, dude, I wasn't even, no one was even texting. No one was
even
texting.
The towers were still standing.
Who had a cell phone in 99?
Yeah, they started, that's right when I started to pop around.
A handful.
But they
were like giant. Yeah, it was like putting a log to
your
head.
You'd have to give like
coordinates. It was like 80 cents a minute.
Yeah, exactly. You give like coordinates, like you're getting bombed in a fucking video game. But so Jason Glenn's the host, and I, you know, it's 3 minute sets or whatever. And I go up and I did a joke about Wonder Woman. And I'm like, no one ever told her the truth when they put the truth lasso around, you know, she put the truth lasso around and be like, hey, who's got the plans from the burglary or whatever? And if you really had the truth lasso on, you'd talk about how fucking delicious her tits were. And you're like, hey, man.
So it wasn't
she's
a real,
like, what's the truth?
It wasn't working.
I cannot wait to see those fun bags, you know, that kind of shit. And then it's like, it does okay or whatever. And then I get off, and then Glenn gets on stage, and he goes, dude, give it up for fucking what's-his-face. How about some jokes not from the fucking 70s? And I'm like, I hate this guy. I'm going to fucking try to fucking Chicago South Side kill this motherfucker.
Do you remember?
And now he's like
I,
one of my best friends.
But know? I'm the one who told you guys
yep.
that you guys would get along
yep.
awesome.
You did patch that up. You were the band-aid on the slit throat.
I go, dude, you guys yep. are going to get along.
No, you did, yeah. Yeah, dude, we were working on the show together.
I remember the first time I saw you was in 2003, and you were slaying at fucking, what's the Irish joint down the street from
Dublin's?
Here?
Dublin's,
yeah.
Oh, that must have been a good night.
Yeah, you were slaying, and then you were like a valet at the Standard or something.
That's
yeah.
exactly what it was.
And then I was so bummed out, I was like, this guy did that well, and he still has to work over there?
Yeah. And now
I go, oh, dude.
Now look.
What chances do I have?
Now look at tomorrow. Us. I'm there tomorrow.
I was just going to say that. I was
wonderful
just going to take that joke. I was just going to take that joke.
So I'm thinking of a couple names for my new special I'm going to shoot.
Where are you going to shoot it?
I'm thinking down the street.
I got a place for you if you haven't thought
I don't
want to
do your mom's house again.
No.
I know
no.
where you want me to do that one thing over
have
there.
Have you been downstairs there?
Where?
Oh, that place too, but...
Where?
We'll talk later. I don't want to start
plugging
things.
Oh, you know where else might
things.
Be good? The Venice Underground might be a nice place to shoot a
But what do you say down the street? What do you mean down the street?
I'm thinking the Viper Room.
Oh, that'd be good. You're familiar there,
right,
and you've
now.
Done a lot of work with them, and that's sexy. That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Talking
what are you going
to
call it? What
it's
are you
not
call it?
Bad
Well,
idea.
Here's my name.
Video, not audio.
Video.
Three camera shoot. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So what?
Armageddon.
That's good. That it's gonna be hard for me to let that not be the one. You better have some funny
what's
shit
the,
coming
what's
after
what's your
that.
Backup?
Armageddon 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Hold on.
It can't be that funny. He has to look it up. Armageddon is it clearly in the driver's seat?
Oh, there's some good ones.
I'm sure.
I just want to say he ran this by me like 3 weeks ago, by the way. So he's been thinking about these names.
No, these are that Armageddon.
Okay,
great.
Right now it's Armageddon.
Yep.
Rumble.
Nope.
Troublemaker.
Nope.
Bad Decision.
Nope.
Grinning Man.
Nope.
Grinning Man.
Nope.
What the fuck?
No. Nope.
Was that a playoff something?
Running no. Man?
It's not, it doesn't come any close. They were close to Running
nope.
Man.
He's Grizzly a famous. Man? He's like when you see an alien, this really creepy
no.
guy comes
no,
oh, this
no,
is like.
No,
oh,
no,
okay.
No,
this
no,
is
no.
conspiracy.
Guys.
Raise your voice.
Guys. Try. Hey.
If you
guys,
want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show.
And forward slash.
What's the
it's
difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's forward a forward slash. Yeah. Slash. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the wrong
just,
one.
You know the slash.
But, guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to
it.
Stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.